We are beginning today Perek Chamishi, the fifth Perek of Hilchos Beis HaBchira. The fifth Perek deals mainly with the Azora and the Har HaBayis of the Beis HaMikdosh. The Har HaBayis, even though it obviously is a mountain, the top of the mountain was a shtickel man-made. They had to make it flat. Where you having a flat top of a mountain? You have, for example, in South Africa, there's a famous mountain which is flat on the top. It's a world famous attraction. But normally mountains are not so flat on the top. They flattened it out 500 amis by 500 amis. And there obviously was an issue. They didn't want any tumah on the Har HaBayis. There's karbonis, kehanim, etc. So they built it in a way that it was keeping al gabe keeping. There were like small like tunnels on top of each other which prevented the tumah from coming up. Even if there was tumah deep down, it would be stopped by these coverings. Now, it was walled. You have the four walls of the Har HaBayis. As a matter of fact, people think that the Kohesul Maravi is the wall of the actual Beis HaMikdash. If I'm not mistaken, it's the wall of the Har HaBayis. The point is that there were four walls. What's interesting, that even though that there were four walls, there were five entrances, there were five doorways to get in. Now, each of these doors was 20 amis high and 10 amis wide, and they had doors. Now, I'll give you quickly the names of all these entrances. We always start with the Mizrach, because that's the way. The Mizrach entrance to the Har HaBayis was called the Shar Shushan, the Shushan Gate, and the reason why it was called the Shushan Gate is because, being that permission was given in the time of the kings of Shushan to show that we're not rebelling and to show gratitude for the permission to build the Beis HaMikdash, they engraved a picture of the city of Shushan. That gate was actually lower than the other Sha'orim because when they would be Makriv, for example, the Paraduma, or they would go out, you would have to be able to see it. So it was a little lower than the other Sha'orim. Continuing to our right side, we had the Shar Teddy on the north side of the Har HaBayis. The Shar Teddy, there's a machlekes if it's a name of a person that was a designer, for example. Most Mefarshim say that Teddy is a Rosh Teves, Tomei Derech Yemin. The people which were Tomei, they would leave the Har HaBayis from the right side. The right side is the north side. Continuing our circle around the Mizbeach, you had the western side was the Shar Kaponis, which, again, it's either a person or it was a garden. There was beautiful flowers on the west side. So that was on the west side of the Har HaBayis. On the south side, there were Shari Chulda, two gates. Now, there is a discussion why it was called Shari Chulda. Either because that was a place in the history where Chulda Neviah sat, or being that in general there was a lot of traffic coming from the south side. That was where mainly the Yidden lived in Yerushalayim. That's why there were two gates. So it looked like it was like very busy, like weasels that were coming in. It was called Shari Chulda. But either way, there were five entrances to the four sides of the four walls of the Har HaBayis. When you continued coming in, you actually had a soireg. The soireg was 10 tvachim high. And then you had a chel. For a lot of people, most people consider the chel and the soireg to be really one and the same, as the chel just being a space. But according to the Rambam, the chel was another wall, which was 10 amis high. And what we say in the kinos, ve'yovel chel v'choymas u'choymas ha'azoro. Now, we know that the Romans, for example, when they came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they made breaches in this chel, 13 breaches, and that's why Yidden, when they would come to this part of the Beis HaMikdash, the Har HaBayis, they would bow down. It was a place to remember the breaching of the chel. Now, then you entered you had the Azoro. But before we discuss the actual Azoro, you have to know a little bit where the Beis HaMikdash was situated. Most people assume that if the Har HaBayis is 500 by 500, so if you're making a nice architectural design, you would put the Beis HaMikdash right in the center. So this way it's equal distance from all sides, and it's much more beautiful, it's mamish in the center. But the Beis HaMikdash is the Eibishter Shechina, it's not about our decision of where beauty should be. So the actual Beis HaMikdash was off-centered. What do I mean by off-centered? It was much more to the north, means it was on the right side. And if you were coming from the south, you would have to walk more. And it was closer to the west, which means if you came from the east side, you had to walk more. So the Beis HaMikdash was actually centered northwest in the Har HaBayis. And the Rambam says that it was closer west than it was north. So therefore, the point is that it was, when you walked onto the Har HaBayis, if you came from the Mizrach side, it was to your right. Now, you had the actual Azora, which we're going to be discussing, had its own gates, etc. But we're going to talk about what you're going to see before you actually enter the actual Azora of the Beis HaMikdash. You had in front of that, you had what they called the Ezras Noshim. What was the Ezras Noshim? Why was it called Ezras Noshim? It was a place that women were allowed to be. That's why it was called Ezras Noshim. Not that it was only for women, but women were allowed to be. For example, you had Simchas Beis HaSheva, where they had like bleachers for the ladies to be. Now, the Ezras Noshim was very big. It was 135 amis by 135 amis. The most distinct, famous thing of the Ezras Noshim were the four rooms which were on either corner of the Ezras Noshim. And each of these rooms were 40 amis by 40 amis. They did not have roofs. And the Rambam says that's the way it's going to look when Mashiach comes as well. What were these four rooms used for? So we are going to start with our southeastern room, which is going to be on your left, the room you see right on your left. That was the Lishkas HaNezirim. What did they do in the Lishkas HaNezirim? The Nazir obviously had long hair and he had to bring a carbon. So they would cut the hair and cook the carbon over there. Continuing our journey, which we call Mizrachis Tzefoinis, which is on our right. When you come in, that was Lishkas HaEitzim. That's the Kohanim who had Mumin. So what did they do in the Beis HaMikdash? Everyone wanted to serve. They would check the Eitzim for wood, for worms over there, because you weren't allowed to use wood that had worms. You continue going to your right side, Tzvoinis Maravis, more distant on your right side, but closer to the actual Beis HaMikdash. That was Lishkas HaMitzoroyim. And then you had the Lishkas Beis Shamnaya, which over there, that's where you had the wine and the oil to use for the karbonis. So these were the four rooms that were called the Lishkas Hanoshim, because that's where women were allowed to enter. We're going to continue our journey entering the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kehanim and the general Azor Amir Tashem in the coming shir.